Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, our Alofcha topic from Daf Yud Beis is the Isser of Achila and Hana of Chametz on Erev Pesach, vis-a-vis the calculation of the times of the Isser. Our Daf had an intense discussion of the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and our goal for the Halacha from the Daily Daf today is not really to be Mechadesh, Chidushi Halachos, but to order and clarify the background behind the Machlokes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, to see how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and then to apply the nuances of the poskim to the point that Be'ezer Hashem, that we'll have more clarity in the timing of the Isser on Erev Pesach, so that when we look at the Luach for Erev Pesach, there will be more things that will be clear. We learned on the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and our Gemara intensely examined it, that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that the Chametz could be eaten all through the fifth hour, and Chametz needs to be burned in the sixth hour. While Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that Chametz could be eaten throughout the fourth, there will be a prohibition midrabbanan to eat it in the fifth, while one could derive benefit, and then Chametz is supposed to be burned in the sixth. Let's see how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber in Siman Tav Mem Gimel Sif Aleph, Chametz Mishei Shos Lamala, B'Yom Yudalid Osur Bahana. Min HaTorah, the second half of the day, the Chametz is going to be Osur Bahana. Va'asru HaChachamim, and here we have the Psak and the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. The Chacham prohibited Shtei Shos Kodim, 2 hours before, when it comes to Hana, Dahainu Mitchila Sho Chamishus. That is, from the beginning of the fifth hour, it's already going to be prohibited to eat. Umiyu kol shor chamishis mutar bana. But during the fifth hour, one is allowed to derive benefit from the chametz. And therefore, Rashay limkar le'ena Yehudi, he's allowed to sell it to a Gentile and feed it to his animals, the Mechaber continues. And then the Mechaber concludes, Umitchila shor shishis ulamala, Asrua Gambana. And already from the beginning of the sixth hour, it's Asr Bahana. Mishabura and Sifkatan Vav explains, even as we know, that Min HaTorah really only starts in the seventh hour, but Min HaTorah, there were goes there in the sixth hour as well, that it's Asr Bahana. So, we have an Isra Achila of the fifth hour of the day, and an Isra Ana during the sixth hour. Our Gemara toyed with different reasons that we are going to be Machmir, according to Rabbi Yehuda. At some places, the Gemara connected it to the likelihood that people make errors in terms of calculating time. Ultimately, the Mishnah Brura follows the reason that we had on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis from Rava. If you take a look in Sif Gimel in the Mishnah Brura, he says that we're Machmir 2 hours earlier for Achila, Hatam Mishum Yom Hamunan, a cloudy day, the Adam Asui Litos Al Shtei Shos. Then a person is likely to make a mistake for 2 hours. Kivin she'en hashemesh zorachas. So this is the reason why we have a different time that we have to stop eating chametz on Erev Pesach, and another time that we have for the Isra Hano. How do we calculate 4 hours into the day, 5 hours into the day, 6 hours into the day? When does the day begin? How does one calculate an hour? So this takes us to celebrate Machlokes that we've discussed in Meseches Brachos. Listen to it, if you like, as well, in the context of Hilchos Kriyashma, in the famous Machlokes between the Gra and the Magen Avram, of how we calculate hours into a day. The Magen Avram, following the Bach, says that the day begins from Alos HaShachar, following through to Tzeis HaKochavim. According to that opinion, the time for the end of the fourth hour is going to be earlier than the opinion of the Gra, who says that one calculates from Neitzachama, from sunrise. Of course, as many are familiar, that Machlokes is not only a Machlokes once a year, it's a Machlokes that has implication every day a year when it comes to the time of Kriyashma. That's 3 hours into the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches, the same Machlokes would apply as well, according to the Magen Avram versus the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah says, U'lechatchila tov lahachmir kedei rishona, to be machmir for the Shita of the Magen Avram. Mayri v'Rabbi Rav Nevensal Shlita is even more unequivocal than the Mishnah Berurah. In his Ha'aras B'Yitzchak Yikare, he writes, Ein linho kan kagra, da'afal pishas erak midrabanon, b'kol mokam b'nyanei Pesach, yesh lahachmir k'chol ha'efshar. this becomes a very broad expression as well, and this is a well-known tradition, that when it comes to Isru of Chametz, so then Rav Nevinzal says, even by Isurei Durabanan, Yesh Lahachmir, Kechol HaEfshar, the source from that is actually from the Daf Yomi we just had yesterday, that Chametz in general, people are not Bodol Minei, people tend to forget about the Isra Chametz, and therefore we tend to be more Machmir, possibly that might be one reason, as well as the Hashkofic implication of what Chametz represents, specifically when it comes to Pesach. Rav Nevinzal over here, also in his B'Yitzchak Yikare, I actually was zoche to discuss this with him before I had read his Ha'aros in the Mishneh Berurah, mentioned what he had told me in the past, a very beautiful expression that he had said at the time. In the B'Yitzchak Yikare, we have something similar, but we need to add. And that is, at this context, Rav Nevinzal says, also, in the Machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Groy, since it's not a particular Machlokas, but it's a Machlokas of how you divide the entire day, this is not only a Machlokas in regards to Bedikas Chametz, it's also a Machlokas in regards to Kriya Shema. And therefore, he comments as well in regards to Kriya Shema. Bizmani Kriya Shema tzarech lahachmir mishum safik doraisa l'chumra. When it comes to Kriya Shema as well, one should be machmir to make the Magen Avram's Zman, because it's a Shaila of a Doraisa. I must offer a disclaimer, maybe I'm too honest, but since I grew up in a tradition that was not Machmir for the Magen Avram, it's actually been a difficult adjustment for me, but our great Rebbe holds that one should be Machmir because of Safik Doraisa L'chumra. In Maseches Brachos and Halacha from the Daily Daf, we had added that this is what Rav Nevinzal had told me when I was learning with him. I believe it was Hilchos Kriya Shema. And I asked him, but Rebbe, many cases, even by Shailas Daraisa, you follow the Gra, even the Kula. Why over here are you Machmir? So B'Yitzchak Yikare, all we have in a few times in the what's known as the Rav Nevinzal edition of the Mishneh Berurah, all we have him saying is Savik Daraisa L'chumra. But I had Rayas, a few of them, I think I jotted them down somewhere, that Nevinzal is makel like the Gra in Sveikas Deraisa. Why, particularly when it comes to Kriya Shema, is he Machmir? And he answered me, and this in itself is his godless. He said to me, in absolute godless and pashtus, he said to me, a safek kabbalas ol malchus shamayim, and one would go lekula? So Rav Nevinzal has more to this chumra than simply safek deraisa lechumra, but particularly because it relates to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Okay, so that takes care of the amount of time as calculated from the beginning of day that we follow L'chatchila, the Magen Avram, who says that the calculation should take place from Alos HaShachar and not from Netzach Hama. How do we calculate an hour? Most people say in the street that an hour is 60 minutes. However, it's well known that in most days, if it is in the summer and we would calculate a day by 60 minutes, then the sun would still be in the sky because the sun in the summer months is out a lot longer than 12 hours. Of course, it's well known that we have a calculation called Shos Zmanios. As the Mishneh Berurah describes in Sifkat and Zayin, the amount of time that the day expands, which we said, L'chatchila, we were going to go now with the Magen Avram's opinion, that we begin from Alos HaShachar all the way until Tzeis HaChama. Excuse me, Tzeis HaKochavim. So in such a case, then we divide that period of time. Let's say that would be 15 hours in the summer. So you divide those 15 hours into 12, and therefore it's an hour and a few minutes, or more precisely, it's between 70 and 80 minutes for an hour. And that's how we calculate when it comes to Kriya Shema and Bedikas Chametz. We would calculate four Shos Zmanios into the day, and then would begin the Isser of Achila. If the sun would be out for a shorter period of time than the 12 hours, so then in such a case, then it could actually be less than 4 times 60 minutes until the Zman Isur. That, of course, is why that during the winter months, Zman Kriya Shema is going to be earlier, while in the summer months it's going to be later. So that's it. That's how we calculate Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how we do it Halacha Lemaisa, as described by the Magen Avraham. There is, however, another opinion out there, which Bidyeved B'Shas HaDechak is interesting to know about, and the presentation of this opinion according to the Be'er Halacha. Actually, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a second position. Says the Ramah, after we've described the calculation according to the Shulchan Aruch, Ubishasa Ibur, and at the time that the Ubishnasa Ibur, at the time when there was another added month to the year, that means that Pesach fell out further into the summer, Shayom Aruch, Elu Adod Dolod Sholos, Shos Lufi Inyan Hayom, Umutu Lechol Chametz Ad Shlish Hayom. So the Ramah points out, as we've already mentioned, despite the fact that the day is quite long, and you'll technically have more minutes for eating chametz, that's not a problem. He quotes this in the name of the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis. Then he adds a Yesh Omrim. V'yesh Omrim ad shtei shos kodem chatzos. This opinion argues that you do not divide the day, as the Mishnah Berurah describes in Sif Katan Tes. You do not divide the day in terms of shos manios, but you divide the day from chatzos to chatzos with shos beininios. You count 60 minutes hours from chatzos of that night. Now, if you're going to do that, counting 60 minute hours from the previous chatzos, of course, now, when we talk about the fifth hour, that is going to be the 10th hour. Because the night is short, that will take you well into the day, past one-third of the day. Again, in a case where the summers are long, more precisely, when the sun is out for an extended period of time, this can be a big kula. The Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sif Katan Tes, even though we definitely don't paskin like this Yesh Omrim, one should know about this. If for whatever reason there was some type of michshal, and the person did not sell his chametz, one could rely on the second day. So it's important for poskim to know that there might be a later zman that one could follow b'shas hadchak. It is particularly apropos to emphasize this shita now that we've been zocha to learn psachim daf yud beis, because the Trumas Hadeshin emphasizes that this shita is actually very logical according to the way our Gemara had explained Rabbi Yehuda for most of the daf. If you'll remember, the Gemara suggested that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is similar to his opinion in Hilchos Eidus. How likely is it for a person to make an error time? And the Gemara suggests that Rabbi Yehuda is based on the idea of Ein Adam Taya Yoiser Mishtei Shos. A person is not likely to make a mistake for more than 2 hours. In other words, it seems that there is almost an internal clock in a person where he calculates how much a day has passed, and he estimates. Of course, that estimation could be wrong. Rabbi Yehuda gives a larger window than Rabbi Meir, as you'll remember from Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says that he gives 2 hours. This, the Be'er Halacha quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin, is the rationale according to this opinion. If we're talking about a person keeping track of time, then we're talking about a block of time that would be consistent throughout the year. That is Shos Beininos. If the hour is constantly adjusting, so then there's no way that a person would be, the logic goes, be able to estimate at all how many hours have passed. If, however, there are these 12-hour periods, so then in such a case, he has a general sense of how many groups of 60-minute hours have passed. And the range of error is only going to be 2 hours. If that's so then we're calculating based on Shos Beininos that begins from Chatzos, as this opinion Yesh Omrim had suggested. Of course, then, we understand that in the Maskanas HaGemara, that is not based on the idea of Ein Adam Toa Yoser Mishtei Shos according to Rabbi Yehuda, but rather it's based on Tos Yom HaMe'unan, we're no longer bound by the calculation of Shos Beininos. And since we see in many places in Shas that we go with Shos Zmanios, So then we won't follow this Yesh Omrim. However, this Yesh Omrim directly jumps out from the first opinion of the Gemara. See, the Be'er Halacha says that even if the Trumas Hadeshen's logic is correct, nevertheless, there might be other mitigating factors that would even make this opinion more lenient. But this is a beautiful application from the Gemara to the Halacha Lamaisa, and we take a difficult Shita that many are unaware of, that nevertheless lurks behind as a Kula in the Halachos of the hours leading up to the Seder, that might be important, b'dieved, halacha l'maisa. This Beis HaShem concludes the halacha application from Daf Yud Beis.